During the Cold War, many East Germans were desperate to flee communism, but the border with West Germany was tightly guarded. Thousands who tried to escape were caught and imprisoned. Hundreds were killed. And so many East Germans chose a more circuitous route to freedom. It was 1,000 miles out of the way, though, through Bulgaria. More than 4,500 East Germans took perfectly legal trips to Bulgaria in the hopes of sneaking across the border to Greece. Many didn't make it. Matthew Brunwasser reports from southern Bulgaria.
There were rumors in East Germany during communism that the Bulgarian People's Army was so poor it couldn't afford bullets. So many of the East Germans who attempted to escape through Bulgaria to neighboring non-communist Greece and Turkey were surprised to find a tough border regime. Few could imagine how tough it would be. Stefan Apelius, a political science professor at Oldenburg University, has come to Bulgaria to find out. We're driving to the Bulgarian-Greek border to visit the scene of a communist-era shooting.
This part of Bulgarian border was the most dangerous.
Apelius has been studying the little-known escape route for 3 years and estimates at least 100 East Germans were killed by Bulgarian border forces. He funds most of his research himself, his passion fueled by concern that Germans are now idealizing the communist past, a phenomenon the German language has a word for, combining the words for East and nostalgia.
It's called Ostalgie, means looking back to history, especially in the eastern part of Germany, as if everything was like a music show in television. Funny and lots of happiness.
Most of the escapees were young, he says, in their 20s and 30s, without strong political convictions. They simply wanted to live a better life in West Germany. In official East German documents, they were described as gangsters, plotting to overthrow the state. We reach the village of Yanova, tiny, muddy, and isolated, right on the border with Greece. Arriving unannounced, we meet local potato farmer Demir Surov, who shows us around. This is the little bridge where the guard unit stood, he says, and that's the road they used. Surov points to a bend in the road from where the guards fired. We walk to a fence on the edge of the village made of rickety wooden posts and barbed wire. It's hard to believe now that fewer than 20 years ago, this was the edge of the Iron Curtain.
We are exactly at the place where a young couple from Dresden tried to escape via People's Republic of Bulgaria to Greece in a night in August of 1980.
On that night, Olaf Hetze and Barbara Hila were 20 and 22 years old. As they cut through the barbed wire with cable cutters, they set off an alarm alerting four soldiers and their guard dog. Barbara was shot in the shoulder. Both she and Olaf were arrested and served about 2 years in prison in East Germany. They're now married and living in Munich. Apelius has interviewed them in depth about the incident. They remember the details very well, he says. They swear they heard no warning before the sound of automatic rifle fire.
They told me, look, we were not idiots. We know it was dangerous, and we know they used Kalashnikovs, and we don't wanted to die at this day. And if we would have heard a word like stop or something like this, we would have stopped immediately. But nothing like this happened.
Their story is typical, Apelius says, in that it contradicts the official version of such incidents, in which the escapees were always said to have ignored warnings.
So this is part of the crime at this time in this communist border regime that they just killed.
In the car on the way back to Sofia, Apelius says he has heard accounts from former employees of the East German embassy in Sofia, still unconfirmed, that Bulgarian border troops received cash payments from the East German government for each East German citizen killed. Apelius found a document dated 1975 which supports accounts of executions at the border and burials on the spot.
In this secret document was written that in future every victim has to be transported to a real cemetery. This is important because before 1975 lots of these victims were placed somewhere in the wilderness after they have killed them.
Many of the victims' families still don't know where their remains are buried. There have been no official inquiries, but the German media is paying more attention thanks to Apelius's work. He will return this summer with a crew from German national television. Apelius remains convinced that democratic society will never develop in Eastern Germany or in any of the new democracies of Eastern Europe until the public fully understands the brutality of the old system. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Yanova, Bulgaria.